Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode on my Teaching Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Today I'm going to be talking all about the importance of boundaries. Boundaries are one of the biggest issues within the classroom. Should we set them? If so, why should we set them? Are they important? Do they make a difference? Well, today we'll find out just why boundaries are so important and why you should be ensuring that you use boundaries consistently in your setting. Boundaries are really important for you to have in your classroom, but in order for them to work effectively, they need to be used consistently, and that includes by everyone. Having boundaries helps to encourage and motivate your students to stay on task and to help them understand what is expected of them, including behavioural expectations. Take a second now, sit back and try to imagine a world without boundaries or consequences for actions. Do you think the world would run smoothly? Or do you think everyone would be running around and doing anything they wanted? Probably the latter. We need boundaries and rules in order for this world to run successfully. Boundaries also provide structure, and this is really important for our students. It is vital that they know what is expected of them and how they should behave or act, but it also gives them some freedom and independence as well. They know how far they are able to go. When you're setting boundaries, try to do them positively. For example, I'll so often hear teachers say, if your work isn't done by 11 o'clock, you won't be going out for playtime. But all you're given here is negative information. Instead, try and say, playtime's at 11 o'clock, come on, let's get this work finished. And you can then offer some extra support if it's needed. Instead of telling them that they'll lose out on playtime, you're just offering them a reminder that playtime's coming soon, let's get this work finished. Here, you're giving them something to work towards rather than the worry of missing out on something. If you say, you can't go outside for playtime because this isn't done, then they're not going to complete the work activity anyway because you've already taken away the reward and the motivation. It's also important though that when you do set boundaries, you follow through with the outcome that you offered. So don't make promises that you can't keep. Having a positive outcome will help your students be more motivated and encouraged. Just make it realistic. You can also use boundaries for other areas too. Like if your student or child has an obsession that they love to talk about all day, every day, you can set boundaries here. You can give them a timer and this is their time to talk all about it. Then they have to complete their work activity without being distracted by it. This gives them what they want and then also reminds them that now is work time. They can talk about their hobby later on in their talking time. Boundaries can be difficult for our students because they're invisible. This is why it's important that we provide concrete boundaries that are clear for them to understand. Things like personal space. Invisible boundaries, and they can be difficult for our students and children to understand and recognize because they can't see it. Providing clear boundaries that are consistent will help them to become easier for our students and children to understand, and this can help to lessen behaviors, especially anxious behaviors. It's also good to be able to provide visual resources that help to reiterate those boundaries and to help our students understand what is expected of them and what to do, and try to keep these short, sweet, and simple. It's also important that if a boundary will have a consequence if they break it, it needs to be immediate. There's no point giving a consequence 4 hours or 4 days after it happened. It needs to be immediate. That way they can link what they just did to the consequence, and this acts as a valuable learning tool because now you can show them what they can do instead. For example, if we're talking about personal space again, if a child keeps bumping into other children in line and pushing them and just generally not understanding the importance of personal space, this is a great learning opportunity. Instead of moving them to another area or sending them away or shouting at them, use it as an opportunity to teach. Tell every student in line to take one step backwards. This is your spacing tool. Show your students to keep one step space in front of each other so we're not on top of each other. This will help your students get a more clear view of how to give personal space because you're telling them exactly what to do in a clear way for them to understand and showing them visually as well. One of the biggest mistakes that I see is that we wrongly assume our students just understand every boundary. We need to ensure that we're providing time to teach boundaries, talk about them, and provide support on them so that everyone knows what the boundaries are and how we can respect them too. Now, you may also have a student who is very good at negotiation. And if you say 5 minutes work, 3 minutes choice, and they try to negotiate that, just be aware that you're opening yourself up for possible future trouble. If you give in once, they're going to try and get you to give in over every boundary that you've set. Be clear with your boundaries and what you expect from them, and don't open yourself up for negotiation. So if there's one thing that you take away from today's podcast, it's just be clear when you're setting boundaries and expectations. Be clear, set them, and don't walk into negotiations or change them once they're set. It's important that once they're set, and provide visuals and extra resources to support them and help them understand exactly what is expected of them, and try to avoid adding any emotion into setting boundaries. Thank you for listening to today's episode all about the importance of boundaries. If you have a spare minute before logging off today, I would love for you to take the time to leave some feedback on my podcast on iTunes. That way others can find access to my episodes too. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.